Citrus Research and Development Foundation Chief Operations Officer Harold Browning discusses the organization's efforts to determine what grower practices seem to work against HLB.
Well, the best form of communication in the citrus industry, just like most of agriculture, is grower to grower. And so we know that there are a lot of things under development, under consideration, being tested, tried, implemented, integrated in all other forms. And it's apparent, at least temporarily, some groves look better than others, and some growers, and part of it is, you know, there's a whole range of variables like location and those sorts of things. But with the wide range of intensity of management tools that people are employing, we'd like to learn from those cases what are they doing that seems to be important there, and what things they're not doing, and even despite not doing them, they're having success. So we've made a couple of efforts at doing this by way of doing broad surveys, and that hasn't really led to a lot of useful information. But perhaps now that we're 10 years into HLB, digging down into the details of some of the success cases on individual groves, or perhaps if they're growers that think they're, you know, above average in what they're getting back from their efforts, we want to learn what that is. So that's going to be a priority for us in the next 12 months to figure out how best to do that.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.